Hi, this is Coach Yabo, and today's audio is going to be on knowing who you are for your business. Now, these days, you have a lot of people who are leaving corporate America because they don't want to be faced with layoffs. Maybe they're even taking an early retirement, and they're trying to venture out on their own, and they've had a lot of corporate experience working for a large corporation, and so they have a different mindset than what it takes to get into the business world. And so they're trying to think of consulting and branching out. And one of the things that they always look at is, and that may be you if you're listening to this, so I'm going to assume it's you, and I'm going to start using you instead of they. One of the things that you may be concerned about is, do I have the qualifications? And the biggest thing I want you to know is that what qualifies you to create a business is you, the innate you, the spiritual you, the you that is eternal, not the you that is an MBA, an MD, a bachelor's degree in marketing or advertising, additional certifications, not even you with your certification as a coach. When you bring your passion, your desires, your concern for other people, when you bring all of your values that make you who you are, that is what makes you a good business person. Remember now, we've moved out of the information age. So your degrees are all about information, how much information is in your head. Today's marketplace requires a different skill. Things are moving rapidly. If you look around you, technology is changing everything. Surely you cannot learn all the technology that is coming out every single day, even if you're an IT professional. But you can pick and choose what technology you want to learn for you to be the best person in business. So your ability to learn and your adaptability and your willingness to express your pure core values in the work that you deliver is the first place for you to begin the process of starting your own business. So if you're someone that loves to cook, maybe, and you also blog about business, maybe you use cooking analogies in your business communication, because that is who you are. And what will happen is you will find people that will communicate with you in a positive way about this. So that's what I want you to think about today. Who are you, and what do you bring to the marketplace that has nothing whatsoever to do with any degree or qualification that you may have? This is Iyabo Asani at CoachIyabo.com. Please leave a comment. Bye-bye.